Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We have not spoken for a while, you and I.
We haven't spoken all week since our last week's record.
I have tried to ring you a number of times, though.
Well, not a number. You've tried twice.
Three.
No, twice. Not thrice.
Thrice.
No, once on Saturday afternoon.
Twice on Saturday.
Well, I only got one.
Twice on Saturday, once yesterday.
Mm. And I actually was going to call you back Saturday evening, and then I remembered you were out.
That old bloody chestnut.
Because you've been gadding the whole weekend. So
I've been gadding.
Bring her back. And then I actually did think Sunday, oh, I'll call Patty. And then, you know, you just got away with me.
And then you were gadding.
And I wasn't gadding. And then you tried to call me at like 10:30 and I was already in bed.
What is wrong with you?
I've actually become quite a more early to bedder.
Shut up.
Well, not all the time.
Are you going up to bed at 9 like Ian now?
Oh,
Andrew's
no.
Husband, Ian, it gets to about 8:30. If we ever go round, or if I'm there, it gets to like 8:30. Ian comes into the lounge, stands in the doorway with a glass of water. Right, night then. Fucking hell, Ian, are you 10? It's 8:30, man.
Well, no, I'm definitely not. I can't be going to bed. It's probably more like, I mean, I say early. It's not really. It's probably like 10:30, 11:00.
Oh, that's not early.
No, but that's actually quite early
that's
for me.
That's early for you. You were getting into like midnight vibes.
Oh, Midnight Realms.
that could be
the name of an album, that, Midnight Realms.
You did not have good sleep hygiene regime.
No, although actually let's pick up on the sleep hygiene regime.
Shit, you're going to call me out.
Who was still in their pit at 2:00 this afternoon?
I got up at 4:20 today.
I mean, Patty, that is not good for your sleep hygiene regime. It's not good for your mental health. Where's your little 10-minute walk gone?
I knew you were going to pick me up on that. Because Andrew and I are friends on our Apple Watch. We can see when the other one works out. And Andrew will have seen that actually since, I think probably beginning of last week, I haven't even been wearing the Apple Watch.
No. I actually commented to my famille yesterday. Yeah. I went, Patty's not even wearing a watch.
No. What's happening?
What has happened, Pat Sheens?
Dad's trying to ring me. Shall I answer it?
Sure. Oh, it's, you know what it'll be about?
What?
It'll be about my birthday.
Malcolm, I'm recording the podcast, okay? Did I tell you I'm recording a podcast? That's great that we can go to Miller and Carter at 6:30 on Saturday. I'm recording a podcast. Love you, bye. Right, so I'm recording a podcast. Right, okay, well, Miller and Carter could... Dad, I said I'm recording a podcast. Go straight into the Miller and Carter chat. Straight.
Of course he does. That's Mel.
Didn't give a shit.
Mel is on Mel's schedule and it doesn't give a shit about anyone else's. Like, I've just got to call you right now and tell you this. I don't care if you're recording a podcast, if you're taking a shit, if you're on a work call, I've got to call you and tell you.
Got to tell you about Miller and Carter.
Yeah.
What were we saying? My sleep hygiene regime. Well, I haven't one. So last week, guys, was a very, very stressful week in the Ayres household. We had new carpets all throughout the house. Mm. On Tuesday night, we slept on a mattress on what is essentially a concrete floor. I think I slept for about 3 hours tops. Then I had to go into the office. I had 4 back-to-back meetings on Wednesday.
Shit.
Got in on Wednesday night, actually felt dead.
Actually felt dead.
Had to go into the office on the Thursday. That was, wow.
Big summer blowout. That was big summer blowout.
So the gym, I just had to make my peace with it that last week the gym just went out. It just went out the window. And I was like shifting furniture. It's not like I just had a whole week where I was sat doing nothing. I was moving stuff. I was helping Matthew rip up carpet. Like 10:15 on Tuesday night, we were moving our fucking Peloton, trying to find a space for it out of the box room. And then the delights that awaited me was a mattress on the floor. So
you just had to go, do you know what? This week, it just ain't going to happen.
Can't do it. Not doing it.
And today you thought, do you know what? I'm actually not going to get out of bed till 4.
And then tonight, I'm going to the cinema. But tomorrow, we are back.
You are back.
Kettlebells and swimming tomorrow night.
Right. Okay. Bang. Bang. In those, your face, that is happening.
Those rings will be closed.
And do you know what, Pat? You know, this is the thing, isn't it? It's like there are some times when life just is lifing, or, you know, you've got a lot of shies and...
I just burped there. Sorry about
that.
You
did, yeah. And you sort of slightly blew it out of your mouth as well. Yeah. You know, you just have to go, okay, that's just how it is for now.
Well, my friend Sophie at work, her partner is a PT.
Right, okay.
And when I went into the office last Wednesday, I was saying to her, oh my God, Soph, I haven't been to the gym since like last Thursday. I feel terrible. And she said, no, her partner, he says to his clients, every 3 to 4 months, if you're working out like most days, every 3 to 4 months, you should have a week to 10 days off.
Well, there you go then.
Because it completely resets your muscles, repairs them, makes them stronger. And then
you've done
you
a full
again.
Reset. I've done a full detox reset. That's what you've done. Yeah. You've had that time. Now we are moving on. We're back on the exercise train.
Let's talk about Strictly.
Strictly! Yes!
Now, let me tell you. So Mal and Margs came for a roast yesterday.
Mm.
And we watched the Strictly results together.
Yes.
So for people who don't know, Mal and Margs are our parents. Mm. We don't call them mum and dad. We often call them Mal and Margs.
Mal and Margs.
Mal, believe it or not, you wouldn't guess this from Ange and I, is very opinionated. We're not sure where we get it from as children, but it definitely comes from Mal.
Mal, yes.
Right, so picture the scene, right? We all sit down to watch Strictly. Yeah. Dad, straight away. Oh, here they come, the bloody judges. Oh, God, they haven't got a dance move between them. Actually, literally slagging off the judges, right? Was like, none of them can dance. Actually said none of them can dance. I was like, Dad, Shirley Ballas has won like major competitions.
Ballas's hips don't lie.
Anton Dubek used to be on the show. All right, Anton maybe can dance.
Tony.
I was like, anyway, it gets to the dance, gets to the dance off. Obviously, it was, if you haven't watched it, sorry, I'm going to ruin it for you. You should have watched it by now. It's Wednesday morning. Jeepers. Jay and yes. Montel were in the bottom two. Dance off.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Borthwick, do you mean?
Jamie. Oh, I always call him Jay. Why do I call him Jay? Yeah,
I'm getting very friendly with Jay.
Dad. Oh, here we go. Here we bloody go. Here it all starts. You both have been exceptional throughout the whole competition. You both danced that with elegance and style. Why do they have to give it all this tosh? Just us who's going. Honestly, and I was laughing. He was actually getting stressed. I was laughing. And I just said, Dad, right? Why are you wasting your energy on whether Shirley Ballas can dance? Why are you getting het up about the tosh, as you call it, that the judges have to give? Oh, honestly, this show has become an absolute load of bilge. I think you were all brilliant last night. I think you're both fabulous dancers. I think... And then he was just like, I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore.
I think that's probably the best decision you've made, Mal.
Psst.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I found something funny this week.
Brilliant, so did I. You go first.
Okay, I'll go
first. You go first.
So, this was just on Instagram, and it said, what old person thing do you do? And this is the reply. The old person thing I do is ask why them kids ain't in school whenever I see children in the daytime.
That is actually true, though. I do think that.
What are they doing out? Why are they not in school?
Yeah, like you
but
see.
What some... I think that's quite a good question. What old person thing do you do? So another one for mine would be, always mention how cold it is, which is a very old person thing to do, isn't it?
I don't know if that's an old person. I think that's just
people,
a general people thing. I think.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was quite funny. Ask why them kids ain't in school whenever I see children in the daytime. True that.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I saw this thing, again, just on the Instagram. It's actually from someone called Dad Says Jokes.
Okay.
But the post says, the word Q is ironic. It's just a Q with a bunch of silent letters waiting in a line. Isn't that... It's Q, but then with the U-E-U-E.
Wow.
I love that one.
Q.
Q-U-E-U-E. But actually, it's just Q.
Waiting in a line.
Yeah, they are just queuing behind the queue.
Classic.
It's a classic, that.
Well, off the back of last week's episode, we had a message in from Lucy Loves Rich.
Lucy Loves Rich.
And the reason we always say Lucy Loves Rich in a northern accent is because Lucy is northern.
She's very
and
northern.
If you haven't listened to one of our episodes a couple of weeks ago, where Lucy sends in a voice note about airport parking, I sometimes just listen to that clip.
It's an absolute classic.
Because it cracks me up.
Yeah.
So Lucy said, off the back of last week, I want to talk about handbags that go on your shoulder. Dickish. Who has time to constantly pull the bloody thing up or hold on to it all the time? Get a crossover bag and get on with it.
That is actually very true.
I hadn't thought about, but shoulder bags.
Margs
loves a shoulder bag.
But she can't carry it.
She can't carry it.
What is she doing with, I mean, the amount of times we have said to her, Margs, let's just get you a crossbody.
No.
Let's get you a cross. No, I like this bag.
I want this bag.
You can't carry it, Margaret. Your shoulders are drooping. You can't carry anything.
Your shoulders are drooping like your tits, Margaret. You're just, from the neck to the stomach, you're drooping.
You're a droop.
You look like a whomping willow. Stop it.
I just don't.
The thing is, though, Margs also has a giant bag that she fills with shit.
Yes.
Stupid.
I just don't get it.
Don't
anymore.
Get it. I don't. But Lucy's right. Get a crossover. Get a crossover bag and get on with it. Who's got time for handbags that go on your shoulder?
Nobody. Absolutely no one.
Talking of handbags, my friend Jess, for her birthday, I'm not sure how you feel about these. I think we have talked about them and we've said they're dickish. Got a micro bag.
You are
one of the tiny little... I mean, it's absolutely tiny.
What is the point?
I mean, you just put your lipstick and your cards in it, don't you?
Exactly. What is the point?
I quite liked it.
You're a dick. They are just pointless.
You're a dick.
Pointless. I bet it cost her like £2,500 or something.
She got it as a gift. She didn't buy it. She got it as a gift.
Whoever's bought her that needs to get their head checked. Also, just going back to Lucy Loves Rich.
Yeah.
She sent me a cracking voice notes a couple of weeks ago. Off the back of the fact that I actually started saying that I like to call my tits jugs.
Right.
I just like that word in general.
Yeah.
Your breasts, your jugs.
Your jugs.
Well, she sent me a voice note and I just think it's worth sharing with the world.
Okay.
So here we go.
Great podcast this week, Angie. The what is getting on your shitting jugs is completely true. Fucking emailed receipts. No. But what I think is better than what's getting on your shitting jugs is what is getting on my shitting knockers. Knockers better than jugs, definitely. Oh, my knockers.
Just the whole, the northern accent. You know, if I say knockers, it sounds a bit weird. If you're saying knockers, oh, my the, knockers.
At the end, when she says, ah, my knockers. That is hilarious.
I mean, that is what you get with Lucy.
That is so funny.
If you message her, if you voice note her back, always go northern?
Yeah.
Always.
Always into northern.
Yeah.
Aye.
And I always say, like, I really don't know why I do this, Luce, but I have to reply to you like I'm from the north.
In the north.
And then I always say at the end, okay, try, love, try. And she says, actually, I don't say try. She says, see you later.
See you later.
Which is actually not a very northern thing, is it?
That's the beauty of Lucy. She's versatile.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. What are your things?
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Shall we get on with...
Oh, shit. What's going on there?
Joel, please leave that in because that is hilarious.
You know who it is, right? I've just come off my messages with Lucy and it's gone back to my main social feed. And it's fucking Rochelle Humes, isn't it?
Oh, Ange, come on. Let's
going not... from, okay, here's what she said. From matcha meetings to margaritas with Marvin, I always find time to pick up the essentials of the family and my essentials now include the newly launched detergent from Dylon. Fucking paid a fortune for that, I bet.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Right, I've got a Justin.
Brilliant. I love the Justins.
This is newly in. It came in today on the box from, I think her name is Louise, because it's Lou Specksniders. Lou says this.
Yeah.
A Justin. When the waiter at the restaurant asks if someone wants to taste the wine, so you all sit awkwardly until someone accepts the job. Then the sound of the drink pouring, cringe. Then the worst, waiting for them to taste it, look like they know what they're doing, then proclaiming the outcome. I just want to die of embarrassment every time.
I mean, does anyone, apart from your... sommeliers. That's going way back. Sommeliers.
That's going way back into the archives.
I reckon that's sort of 2020, 21.
Oh, it's back in the early days. 2021.
But other than your sommeliers.
Yeah.
Who really knows?
Oh, no one.
No one. Why do they even say, would you like to taste it? No.
Because everyone would just take a sip and go, yeah, that's fine.
What if you taste it and go, oh.
I reckon there are some wine people out there. Like, in your very... They... Yeah, I reckon there are people that would be like, no, I don't like it. Can you take it away?
But, like, okay, so I'm in a restaurant and the guy says... This is your wine, madam. You've ordered this. It's a 25. No, not 25. That would be too early. It's a 95 Shiraz, like you ordered. It's
from the Californian region with medium grapes. And it goes perfectly with the lamb dish that you've chosen.
Exactly that, right? So Mr. Sommelier pours the thing, the wine, into my glass for me to try.
Mm.
Now, if at that point I try it and think, actually, that's not quite the one I'm thinking, are they just going to go, okay, would you like to try another one?
They'll charge you the corkage fee, won't they? Because there's always a corkage in those big restaurants.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. If you're going like big style and you've got loads of money, there'll be a corkage fee. And I would imagine that's the fee that you pay if you don't want the wine.
But what if you're just in, you know, your bog standards? Which is why I just don't get it, because no one is going to go, no, that's actually not what I want to drink.
Well, I don't. I bet people have.
Do you think?
Yeah. I bet people have gone, oh, no, that's not the wine for me. Could you bring me another one, please? And they'll be charged for that bottle and then whatever,
and then
it is. Yeah,
whatever your new one is.
Did you just do a little burp then?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we'd gone under the radar.
There is a definite, listen to this back, when Joel's edits it, listen to it back, because there is a definite change in your voice when the burp comes.
It's like you've got a little burp bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's true, isn't it? You sit there, you wait, the clug, clug, clug of the wine. The person then has to think, like make it look like they know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's why, if we're ever out, no, we don't need to try it. Just fill her up, love.
That's exactly. Yeah. Have you ever done the whole swill, 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 smell, smell?
I want to do a proper wine tasting.
Yes.
I feel like we should do a Finding the Funny outing and go wine tasting.
Well, there's a place near me.
What? Is this going to become like the cold water swim take two?
Well, it won't, because we both want to do this.
This is true. I want to do the cold water swim. I want to do it.
You won't want to be doing it now.
Well, oh, no, it's just Jeffing freezing.
We just had Storm Burt.
Storm Burt.
Burt.
Gosh, he was that was shitter, wasn't
that
he?
Was
mental, wasn't it?
Burty, coming in strong.
I think we should do a wine tasting, and I.
There is a place literally 10 minutes down the road from me.
Right, let's get it. Let's get it
should
on.
Should we do it?
Yes, do it.
Should we do it like a little New Year's? Or like between Chrismoy's and New Year's?
Let's do a Chrismoy's and New Year's.
Yes.
Yeah, let's record it. Let's put that out first up and jam.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody doing dry January, our first episode out is getting pissed.
Yeah. We're hanging out with sommeliers.
I would really like, so we've got some friends and they always take the piss out of me because I drink a Sauvignon. When I do drink, which isn't very often anymore, when I do drink a white, I drink a Sauvignon Blanc or a Marlborough or something. And they're like, no, that's ridiculous. People who don't know anything about wine drink those. You need to have like a really good Chardonnay
Chardonnay?
Yes, because there are some really good Chardonnays and I want to get into that.
Chardonnays can go up your bum.
Back to being rogered by a Chardonnay.
They are not for me, the old shards.
Well, anyway, I thought that was a really good,
very good one from Lou.
I thought that was very funny,
very fun, and very true. That whole thing is very Justin-esque.
Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. We had a message in from Sassandra, and this is a dickish behaviour.
Okay.
People wearing work lanyards outside of work and work hours, no need. That when you see, when you're on your lunch break and you see people wandering around town with their fucking work lanyard on, take it off. I don't even wear my work lanyard or my ID badge in the building because it's dickish. Put it in your pocket.
Do you think people like to wear them because it makes them feel and look
more important? My God. I think if you work at like, I don't know, let's like Johnson. No, Johnson. You know, you work at a big corporation. Dell or Apple or.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Apple.
Microsoft.
Apple wouldn't have lanyards, would they? You'd have something in your thumbprint or something. You'd scan your eyes or something when you walked in. It'd all fucking flash. If you worked for Apple, you'd have to be completely minimalist, I reckon. No bag.
No.
No, nothing.
Definitely not a bag on your shoulder.
Oh, I reckon Apple employees have bum bags, you know, the thin ones that you can tuck under your T-shirt.
Yes, very, very
easy. But you wouldn't need a lanyard working for Apple.
You would not be having any sort of lanyard going on. No.
You'd do something like it'd be your butt cheeks or something.
Yeah, yeah. You just turn around and
something innovative. I hate all that innovation shit.
Innovative.
I worked somewhere years ago. I won't name it because I'm about to slag it off.
Right.
And they had this thing called the innovation wall.
Yeah.
Which was like a massive wall where you had to write down your ideas. Right. And then the next thing was like how you would implement those. Mm. And then it was like brainstorming with the team. And then you'd try and come up with the final identified product. It was actually called the innovation wall.
Mm. I just think those things for most people are a shower of shit.
Yeah.
It's literally like, I'm just going to waste a load of my time not doing my job,
yeah,
thinking about innovating this building, innovating the company, the mission, the vision, the values, all of that.
You know what it is, don't you? It's the equivalent of I drive a small car, I've got a small penis in the office world.
Yes.
It is that equivalent. Whoever comes up with the innovation wall has got a tiny penis. And they're trying to make up for it. So they can't afford the Ferrari. Mm. So I'm going to go and work at a company and get my own innovation wall built.
Yeah.
It's so innovation. Yeah. Anyway, going back to your work lanyards, I reckon if you worked at like Dell or Microsoft or, you know, Johnson & Johnson,
ASOS, your big medical company,
or ASOS, you know, really big fashion brand, you're dicking around with your lanyard.
Do you know, I've never had a lanyard in my life.
Oh, I do feel quite sad for you about that, actually. I might make you a lanyard for the company you work for. And then you
this could be another string to our merch bow that we've never
the merch we've been talking about for 5 years.
We could do some FTF lanyards.
FTF lanyards. Yeah. Lanyards are shit, aren't they?
They are a bit weird, aren't they?
Like, just put your ID badge in your pocket. When we went to the podcast show, fucking giving me a lanyard. So I've got to let everybody know that I'm here. We all know you're here.
You're in the building. Yeah.
Like,
but do you think it's because, see, I do think if I was responsible for a lanyard, I would lose it, which is why I think I would have it around my neck.
I don't even put my ID badge around my neck when I'm in the building. I just have it in my pocket because I feel like such a twat. I spend most of my time in the office on the floor where everybody knows me. A couple of times I might have to go downstairs, might have to go down into reception. That might happen a couple of times a day, right?
Mm.
I do not need to sit at my desk with my lanyard on. People sitting at their desks with their ID badge around their neck get a life.
What about the people that sort of jazz up their lanyards?
Oh no,
they've got loads of pins.
This is like people who have teddies in their car all over again.
It is, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah. Go jazz, mental.
Pimp my lanyard. And then also you get people that hang pens and shit off it as well. Easy access pen. Or they'll have a little clip on it where they can clip their glasses. So you've got your ID, your pen, your glasses. You've got a load of badges all up there. You've actually completely pimped your lanyard.
That is so funny. Weighs an absolute ton round your neck.
Can barely lift your head up.
That and a shoulder bag. You're fucked, man.
Imagine Marv's in that.
She'd not be able to stand up straight.
She wouldn't. I mean, she struggles now.
Yeah, with her drooping tits and her drooping shoulders. What about those companies that have the ID badges on the bit of elastic?
Oh, the bit of bang.
Bit of elastic on your belt.
Yeah.
In the building. Bang.
They have that a lot in pubs and shit, don't they? You see them. You know, you're stood there behind the bar waiting to order, and along comes Trisha. Psst, whips out a lanyard from her belt. Psst, yes, how can I help you? What would you like, madam?
just quickly, talking of bars, Cassie's managed to get some cash in hand work at a bar, right? And I said, when she told me, I said to her, do you think I'd be good behind a bar? She did exactly what you did. She said, Ruth,
no.
I think you'd end up spilling all of the pints.
You think?
And everybody else. She was like, you were not nimble enough.
No.
I mean, can you imagine me behind a bar?
No.
It would be absolute fucking carnage.
Carnage?
She was like, you'd end up crying.
Oh, you absolutely would. I mean, you just would end up going, sure, I can't, this isn't for me, I've got to leave. Although you would be able to experience the...
Oh, the lanyard.
The lanyard from your belt. Right, Pats, I have got something that I do really need to get off my shitting drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah, slash knockers for Lucy Price. Okay, so the thing that is getting and has been getting on my jugs for quite some time, and I think a lot of people, I don't know if you will necessarily,
right,
okay. I think a lot of people, probably predominantly women of the same age as me,
right,
will be with me on this, right? I'm getting absolutely royally pissed off with having to get up in the middle of the night to take a piss.
Oh my God, same.
Even twice.
Oh, same.
What? I actually find myself lying in bed. I've woken up, say it's like 2 a.m, I wake up and I think, oh, I really do need a piss.
I need to hold it.
Yeah, I'm actually really comfy here. I'm quite snuggled. I'm really quite warm. I'll probably be okay. I'll leave it. I won't go. Hour goes by, haven't really gone back to sleep because I am aware that I do need a piss and it's pressing on my bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the point, you're like, I'm going to have to get up and go now. And you go. And I swear that one piss I do is the longest, biggest piss of
the longest of your life.
Yes. It is like horse piss.
Oh my God. It goes and you're sat there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And you're sat there trying to keep your eyes closed. Because the moment I open my eyes, I'm awake. So you sit there trying to keep your eyes closed.
No lights on.
No lights on.
No.
Thinking, God, this is going to end soon. It's going to end soon. It's going to end soon. It's going to end soon. Oh, no, now it hasn't ended yet and I'm now wide awake.
Do you do the thing where you like...
I was just... too tired to piss, too full of piss to sleep. That is the dilemma. I'm too tired to piss, but I'm too full of piss to actually go back to sleep. It's awful.
It's so annoying.
It's awful.
And I do that thing. Do you actually sit on the toilet with your eyes shut?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
That was really loud, sorry.
Yeah. I had literally sat there pissing like a horse with my eyes shut in the dark.
Yeah.
Really trying to keep myself in some sort of semi sleep mode.
Yeah. That's when you want to be a kid again because somebody comes and picks you up, don't they? And you like flop on their shoulder and they just put you on the toilet and you can basically be still asleep because you can just lollop up everywhere. Yeah. They'll hold you.
Yeah. They'll wipe you.
They'll pull your pants up, put you back, then literally just lie you back in bed and you go straight back to sleep. Having to do that as an adult is a joke. I mean, case in point, Tuesday night. Did I tell you on Tuesday night I slept on a mattress on a concrete floor? I had to get up off the mattress on the floor. I mean, I was awake. By the time I got to standing, I was like, well, I'm awake now because I've had to really negotiate this. I had to like roll onto the floor, get myself up, wander to the bathroom, cold on my feet. I was just like, oh, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Awake. And then I got back into bed. I was like, oh, I was awake anyway. This is the worst night's sleep I've had in my life. But going for a piss in the night, oh, God, it is a no from
me. It is the worst thing. Yeah.
That is jugs worthy.
That really is.
And drugs worthy.
Joel's thing about too tired to piss,
too full of piss to sleep
is actually the perfect phrase.
We should call this episode Too Tired to Piss.
Tired to Piss. That or fob worthy or something.
Oh, yeah, or like fobtastic.
Yeah.
Fob based.
Yeah.
Well, look, that felt very silly this week.
I came on this podcast feeling quite silly.
Me too. I think it's because I got such a good night's sleep last night and I didn't get up till 4:20. I've got a lot of energy.
I mean, basically, you've been sleeping more than you've been awake.
Well, I haven't been asleep. I went to sleep last night at midnight and I woke up at 1:10 this afternoon. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hell, Pat. Yeah. So it's like 13 hours of sleep.
Mate, when I tell you I was tired, I was fucking tired.
Bloody hell. It's because you're doing too much gadding. You're gadding a lot at the moment.
Well,
you just slow down on your gad.
It's not just that, it's the carpet. That's really been tricky this week. Honestly, have you ever had your carpets done?
Yeah.
In a house, though, or just in a flat? Have you ever had your carpets done?
I have never had my carpets done.
Have you not?
And I think, even if I wanted to get my carpets done, I think I probably won't now.
Honestly, if you've never had them done, it's a fucking ball ache. It's lolling stuff around, moving it from one room to the other, trying to stack it properly, then getting that carpet up, then, you know, them coming in, doing it, lolling everything back, making sure it's back in the right place, sorting out as you go, so you don't want to put crap back into the drawers. It is a fucking nightmare.
So are you all now done on the carpets?
Done. The whole thing is done.
All done.
All done.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And we don't have to think about it. We're going to have these carpets till 2045.
Yeah. Probably till the day you die.
Probably. Oh, anyway, well, felt like another very funny episode.
Felt like a good one, Pats, yeah.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Angela on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.